Could you discuss the Northeastern baseball program in Pennsylvania?
Sure. Northeastern Baseball Association is part of the Northeastern School District, which is now the Riverside School District, comprised of Franklin, Marion, and Slippery Townships. And the program started back in the early 60s with Little League Baseball. And Little League Baseball turned into, as those kids progressed, the third year we ended up with the Pony League, and then we followed with the Colt League. And I started coaching on the original Little League teams, and the first year we won the championship. I stayed in Little League Baseball for several years, and then my sons became of age, and I coached them straight through Little League, Pony League, and Colt League. When we, at that point, which in 1978, we formed the American Legion team. And at that point, it then became Riverside. Riverside School District 13 was National Riverside American Legion. And I coached American Legion for about 8 years. The second year that I coached, I became commissioner of the Riverside Athletic Association. So I was in that position for 2 years. Same time as coaching my Riverside Legion team, which became a little bit of a problem. So after the second year of being in charge, I went ahead and quit and just maintained the Legion baseball team because it took so much of my time. I couldn't do that. During my tenure, I was in charge of all the baseball teams, plus we had three major football teams. So it was almost a year-round project. What really that entailed is just overseeing, having meetings and overseeing the operation, and I had committees to get the fields ready for baseball season, organizing all the uniforms, make sure that everybody had uniforms and that they weren't torn and so forth, and they were being replaced every second year. Beyond that, then we had all-star teams that I was responsible for. It went into tournaments, everyone up to tournaments. We had a Women's Baseball Association, which was a pretty good organization, which really helped us, and they ended up donating a lot of money towards our cause, and also then we received funds from the commissioners, township commissioners, to help them manicuring the fields and putting up fences and painting. Good bit of money and some equipment to help us every year get started.
In taking this position, did you feel that you were doing good for the community with helping the youth in baseball?
Oh, definitely, because at that time, that's all my concern was, because I was a kid growing up. It was really a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, a lot of people complaining because you can't satisfy everybody. Mm-hmm. And just shrug that off and go on and do whatever you felt was right. So it was a good time, and it was a good organization, and kept their heads above.
Do you still find time, now that you're out of it, to go view baseball games from the youth?
Well, rarely anymore, although my youngest daughter played softball, so I followed her all the way through, and then my oldest granddaughter is in the program now, so now I'm going to go to as many games as I can.
Do you view it as America's pastime? Baseball?
That's my sport, is baseball.
Is there anything that really attracts you to it?
Well, only because I played from the time I was 13 until I quit playing when I was 18, and then I started coaching in Beaver Falls in what they then called the Knee-High League, which was a combination of playing and pro where I coached there for 3 years until Northeastern started their program. And since I lived here in India, I just started out here at Beaver Falls. So I actually coached, except for 1 year, 28 years.
So then, that was your time as commissioner then also?
Yes.
Okay. This is weird doing this. There's a big thing, the Ken Burns special. Did you view the Ken Burns special on QED about baseball? Did you see any?
No.
It seemed to be a weird time because of the baseball strike in professional baseball. I wonder how you felt about a strike for a professional team.
Well,
I
realize that because unions are unions and management are involved in some of these problems, I think this one has got a little carried away, not knowing, you know, both sides' problems or whatever, but I don't know, I just can't see them taking this away from the fans, because the fans is what made everything. And I think it's really unfair. And I would hope that, you know, they get results through the window and we get a few years.
Do you feel that the youth will see it as a negative towards baseball?
No.
Not at all?
No, I don't. A lot of people share that. I just think that, you know, kids love baseball, and if they're going to pursue that as a career, this certainly isn't going to stop them. I think the only ones that are really possible are the leaders that have the chance to jump up, and now they're kind of in limbo, I guess. Or if they keep striking, they may end up in major leagues, you know, jumping across some picket lines, and that'll be a real.
Do you feel that the organization, I'm going to go back to that, when you were with the commissioner, do you feel the organization helps pull the community together also? Having Little League Baseball, does it pull community together?
Well, I don't know if it pulls the community together, but it, I guess what you do is you make new friends and also you make new enemies, because it's like in anything, any competition that you're going to have, people go to each other, but yet a lot of friendships start, and if you get a winning program going, then it will have a tendency to pull a lot of people into it.
Okay. What's your most memorable event from that time? Either from when you played baseball in your whole 20 years of...
Well, the thing that I... There's several things. I guess when I go back to my last year in Beaver Falls coaching, I coached a Colt League team. It was the first Colt League team in Western Pennsylvania. All of Western Pennsylvania, there were six teams, and what comprised those six teams was the Knee-High Leagues got all-star teams together, and they decided to have a series of all the six teams, the six Colt teams in Western Pennsylvania, and the winner would go on to Los Angeles for the national finals. Well, I coached the Beaver Falls team, and it had people on it like Joe Namath, Boyd Gillingham, T. Ted Kondracki, and these are names that went on to play college football and became either All-Americans or honorable mention All-Americans. But anyway, we got to the finals, and we had beat everybody, and we played a team called South Suburban in Pittsburgh. And it was a round robin of three games, best out of three games for the championship in the round of LA. The first game we won 1-0. And the second game, we happened to have five players that played for the Beer Falls American Legion team also. They, as a coincidence, ended up in the Beaver County championship playoffs. And Sunday, or the Saturday, that we were to play the second game of South Suburban, Beaver Falls also had a championship game. The coach from Beaver Falls had priority over me and took four of the five kids. They left me with Joe Namath and needed a pitcher. So that really destroyed our team. But Joe pitched a one-hitter, and he faced a major leaguer to be in Sam McDowell, when they're pitching with the Cleveland Indians and Pirates and a couple other teams. McDowell pitched a no-hitter, and we lost that game 1-0. We had to then play the third and final game on Sunday, and Beaver Falls happened to win their game, Beaver Falls Legion team, won their game Saturday, so they had to play again on Sunday. So it got down to where I had the same situation. I was given one player, and the rest were actually bench warmers. We lost that game also by 1-0 scoring, and McDowell and Namath both pitched the next day. So they went to California, ended up being the runner-up in that whole series, so we lost a great opportunity. I guess that's one of my memorable moments. The next one would be the first year that Northeastern started, we won a championship against Franklin Marion Township had previously started before us, so they had experience kids. We did not have experience kids, and we ended up winning the championship. And I think that was probably, it may have been the best coaching job I've done in my life, because I had a lot of kids that just didn't know how to play baseball.
What were the ages of them?
10, 11, 12.
Even with the Colt League, that was the same age?
No, the Colt League was all 16 years old.
16 years.
The only other big one that was the 8 years I coached American Legion, we won the championship, and that takes a lot to win the American Legion championship, because you're dealing with all older kids, kids that would move on maybe to college and so forth. And out of that team that won the championship, two kids ended up getting drafted after they played in college, but I ended up playing in the minor leagues for Denver since then.
Well, the transcript of this interview is going to be in the Superior Library. It's going to be in the archives for people to see from now until eternity. So is there like anything you want to say finally about baseball?
Well, I had said that baseball is my favorite sport, and I think it's the most exciting sport there is. There's not a lot of action constantly like in hockey or football, but when there is action, it's just, it's spontaneous, and when there's a play at the plate or a fly ball or a player tags up at third and tries to score, and there's a the catcher blocks the play and the ball comes in, and it's just a bang bang, and everybody got to do everything right, and I think that's what makes